Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really zooming in on something quite specific, but I think universally important. It's about customer trust in business operations. We've got this interesting document excerpt, just a snippet really, but powerful. It's focused on the auto repair world, and it's titled Transparent Auto Repair Estimates for Customer Retention.
Right.
Now, I know what you might be thinking. Auto repair seems a bit niche, maybe.
Yeah, maybe at first glance.
But the ideas packed into just that title, they apply way beyond fixing cars. We're not drowning in data here. We're looking at the headline itself, the mission statement almost.
Exactly. And our goal here isn't just to say, oh, transparency's good. I mean, we kind of know that, right?
Sure.
It's more about unpacking the why behind it, specifically in this context, that heading, why transparent auto repair estimates improve customer retention. The fact they felt the need to dedicate space to the why. Well, that tells you something about the typical customer experience, doesn't it? Maybe a bit of vulnerability there?
Oh, definitely. And that makes this deep dive really practical, I think. Whether you're, you know, running a service business yourself, or maybe you're just curious about how trust actually gets built and kept, especially where there's a big knowledge difference between the provider and the customer.
Like auto repair.
Precisely. So understanding this link between being clear, operational clarity, and keeping customers loyal, that's valuable stuff.
Okay, let's really get into this core idea. What makes transparency such a, well, retention superpower?
Okay, so let's start right there with the core idea the source gives us. It's saying there's a direct link, a proven connection. Transparent auto repair estimates lead straight to improved customer retention.
No ambiguity there.
None. This isn't presented as a maybe or a nice to have. It's framed as a fundamental business reality for retention in the sector.
And what's powerful about that title, that heading, is the question it immediately brings up. Why? Why that specific thing, the estimate, you know, the piece of paper with the costs, why is that the sticking point?
Good question. It suggests that for a lot of people, the stress isn't just about getting the car fixed. It's about navigating the bill, right? Surviving the financial part of it. So, yeah, what are the underlying reasons, the mechanisms that make a clear estimate a tool for loyalty?
Well, it taps right into the psychology of the situation. Think about it. When you take your car in, you're often inherently vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what's wrong, usually.
Exactly. Your car isn't working. You likely don't have the technical know-how to diagnose it yourself. And let's be honest, you're probably worried about the cost.
Definitely.
So you have this huge gap in knowledge, which naturally creates a kind of trust deficit from the get-go. And historically, let's face it, some places might have operated with less clarity, you know, lump sums, vague descriptions.
Engine repair, $1,500.
Exactly, that kind of thing. And the source document basically identifies that lack of clarity, that opacity, as a thing that kills retention. When you get an estimate like that, just a big number with a vague label,
you feel dictated to.
Right. Not collaborated with, you might even assume the worst, even if the price itself is actually fair market value. The confusion breeds suspicion.
So transparency acts like, what, psychological armor?
That's a great way to put it. Psychological safety armor. When a shop breaks down the estimate parts, labor hours, specific fluids listed, maybe even disposal fees itemized, it sends a signal.
A signal of respect.
Respect for the customer's intelligence, yes. And it shifts the whole feeling of the interaction. Instead of, how much are they going to get me for? It becomes, okay, I see exactly what this covers. The source is really saying that overcoming that fear, that uncertainty, is step one for retention.
That makes total sense for building initial trust, overcoming that first hurdle of fear. But the title promises retention, long-term loyalty. So beyond just calming immediate fears, how does it work long-term? Doesn't showing everything, like, create risks for the shop?
Ah, interesting point.
I mean, if they show me the exact cost of the alternator and their markup, what stops me from just buying it online myself and asking them to install it?
That's a valid concern, and it's something the industry has definitely grappled with. But what the source implies by focusing on retention is that the value you gain from that deep trust actually outweighs the risk of customers sourcing their own parts. In fact, the really smart shops, the ones playing the long game for loyalty, use transparency to justify their value. They can explain why their part, sourced through them, comes with a better warranty, or immediate availability, or the guarantee of professional installation by their trained techs.
So transparency isn't just about being cheap, it's about proving your value proposition clearly.
Precisely. It's actually a competitive tool. When the estimate is detailed, you can offer options that opaque pricing just doesn't allow for. Think about the good, better, best approach.
Right. Option A, standard parts. Option B, maybe OEM parts with a longer warranty. Option C, maybe we delay this non-urgent fluid flush.
Exactly. You see, instead of just one big, potentially scary number to accept or reject, the detailed estimate gives the customer agency.
They become part of the decision-making, partners in the budget.
Absolutely. And that feeling of control is huge economically. When they see the labor estimated, let's say, 3.5 hours for the brake job and the specific cost of the pads, the rotors, the fluid, they can mentally process it. They can compare it, maybe recall their warranty details. It reduces that sticker shock.
Because the total feels built logically, not just dropped on them.
Exactly. Piece by piece. And think about repeat business, too. Transparency creates a history. If I get a detailed invoice this year for, say, a transmission service, and next year I need something similar.
You can compare apples to apples.
Right. I can see the cost, the scope of work. It builds this audit trail that reinforces my feeling that they're consistent and fair. That builds loyalty because I see the integrity over time.
All right. So the principle is clear. Clarity makes the customer feel informed, respected, and in control, not exploited. Let's get specific, though. What does this transparent estimate actually look like in practice? What operational changes does the source imply shops need to make?
Well, operationally, it means getting really granular. Meticulous itemization. The source definitely implies moving away from those vague catch-alls.
Like miscellaneous shop supplies, $45.
Exactly that. A transparent estimate might break that down.
Yeah.
Brake cleaner, rags, lubricants, $12. And maybe hazardous waste disposal fee, $5.
That level of detail. Yeah, it seems like a bit more work up front, but I can immediately see how it would cut down on arguments later at the payment counter.
Absolutely avoids disputes. Another really critical operational piece is clearly separating the diagnostic fee from the repair cost itself.
Interesting.
A truly transparent approach means charging for that initial diagnostic time, that skilled labor, finding the problem often regardless whether the customer proceeds with the repair at that shop. The estimate then clearly states something like, diagnostic fee, 1 hour, $150. If you proceed with repair, this fee is waived or maybe applied to the total.
Okay, I see. Why is that separation so important?
Because it makes the mechanic's troubleshooting time legitimate and visible. It's not hidden somewhere inside the repair total. When you, the customer, know exactly what you're paying for, even if the outcome is just, we diagnosed the issue, or even, we couldn't find anything wrong right now, you perceive more integrity.
That's a huge point. It values the intellectual work, which is often invisible, isn't it?
Totally invisible otherwise. And then there's labor rates, another big area where confusion can creep in.
Yeah. How is that handled transparently?
A shop focused on retention, as this source suggests, needs to be upfront. State the hourly rate clearly. And importantly, state whether they use actual time spent or if they use industry standardized book time for repairs.
What's the difference there?
Book time is often preferred for transparency because it's based on industry averages for specific jobs. It removes the variable of how fast or slow a particular mechanic might be on a given day. You know you're paying the standard estimated time, which feels more objective.
Okay, so operationally, achieving this transparency means, well, it means better systems, right? Standardized procedures, maybe specific software to generate these detailed estimates easily.
Definitely requires systems and standardization.
It basically transforms the bill from something that feels potentially confrontational into more of a reference document, confirming what was agreed upon.
Precisely. And if you zoom out again, connecting this back to the big picture, the entire focus on estimate transparency for retention signals a shift. The auto repair sector seems to be recognizing that the experience leading up to the transaction is just as important, maybe more important, than the repair itself.
Especially when costs are high and technical knowledge is low for the customer.
Right. In those situations, clarity itself becomes a primary value proposition. It's what turns a one-off transaction into a potential long-term loyal partnership.
That's a really powerful lesson, and not just for auto repair. Any service industry where there's that kind of information imbalance. It seems the takeaway is that the quickest way to lose a customer isn't necessarily a high price, but a confusing price. That feeling, that perception of being taken advantage of is way more damaging than just paying a fair rate you understand.
And that realization is really the heart of it, isn't it? The source confirms transparency is key to retention because it manages expectations, it lowers that perceived risk for the customer, and it justifies the cost. Through clarity.
Mm-hmm.
If you aren't loyal customers today, you probably can't rely on keeping them in the dark anymore.
Yeah, it feels like the ground has shifted. The very existence of this document heading, Why Transparent, confirms that transparency isn't just a nice extra. It's seen as, well, essential, a core part of a high-integrity, long-term business strategy.
And while, yeah, we dove into the auto world today, the principle holds true. Almost anywhere there's that complexity gap, right? Mm-hmm. IT consulting, home renovations, financial advice. Anywhere the provider knows a lot more than the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Detailed, understandable transparency has to bridge that gap if you want people coming back.
So if breaking things down, standardizing parts costs, using book time for labor is so effective for retention, here's something to chew on. What about the really experienced mechanics, the veterans?
Where are you going with this?
Well, you know, the ones who don't always go strictly by the book, the ones who can diagnose an engine by sound, by feel, based on decades of, like, undocumented craft knowledge rather than just quantitative book time.
The art versus the science.
Exactly. Hmm. Is this push for hyper-detailed, standardized, quantitative clarity potentially sidelining that kind of invaluable qualitative experience? Hmm. Are we creating a system where the master craftsperson who operates more intuitively finds it harder to fit?
That's a fascinating tension, isn't it? The experienced artisan versus the standardized process.
Yeah. Something to think about, that potential conflict between deep qualitative experience and the demand for purely quantitative itemized clarity. We'll leave you with that thought until the next dive.